under text and
message. That's true.
It's 7 a.m. Anybody out there? W-A-R-C-Y. K-E-A-T-F-M. Good morning. Good morning. We're setting up the round table, and my job assignment this morning, if I chose to accept it, was to get a notepad and pen down, because Sean, myself, and a bunch of other guys, we screwed up the round table yesterday really bad. So, welcome. You're the first person on the list.
All right. Gotta be first at something. Yeah, it's a little bit early for me. I'm not used to getting up this early, but gotta get across town and decided I didn't want to fight traffic, so my wife and I traded the kids we were dropping off. So up a little bit early, so I'm in Utica now, and I'm heading over to Livonia.
Copy that. I am back in my day. My oldest daughter now is 43, so yeah, those days of carpools or taking the kids to school or walking them to the bus are long gone for me. I have one grandson, but he's not officially mine. You can figure out why that happened. But anyway, he's what, 13 now, I think. But, is it windy by you? Because where I'm at, the wind is blowing here at 696 in DeQuinder like crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely blowing, that's for sure. It's not so bad, though. Not like blowing the car around or anything, but yeah, they're definitely, west wind keeping all the flags fully extended, that's for sure.
Well, everybody else must be getting blown around. A couple days ago, it was just me and Anthony, and he commutes from Grosse Pointe to, like, don't know exactly where he goes, but there was nobody out here. And yesterday it was just a cluster fudge of people, and we had trouble keeping it in order. So, like I said, I got the notepad ready, and now nobody's going to show up.
That's how it is, right? You prepare for something, no one shows up. You don't prepare, everybody's there and watching. Yeah. Last night was my wife's birthday, so we celebrated that, and then my son had his last hockey tryout, so now the rest of the week is pretty easy. So, got my son's birthday tomorrow, though, so, and then this weekend my wife and daughter are going to her figure skating competition, staying overnight there, so it's just me and the boys this weekend, bachelor party.
The good old days of hockey. I played goalie and I got as high as junior B. And then I suffered an eye injury and came back from that, but things weren't the same. I as a goaltender, I think the last round of equipment I bought total from head to toe was about $1,200. And I know there's going to be in Troy next month a weekend goalie convention. And I guess all these manufacturers are going to be out at the Troy Ice Arena, whatever the name of the Troy Ice Arena is out there. And I might just go just to get the sticker shock of prices and the changes in technology and equipment. Because when I played, I was still wearing a form-fitting fiberglass converted to Kevlar molded mask. So I can imagine how much equipment now would cost now for goaltenders. Thank God you got a daughter in hockey. At least you'll be able, or not in hockey, that she's a skater. That you might have, some food left over or money left over on the table for food.
Yeah, it gets expensive. Yeah, my son, he's 13, so he's right at the age where it's starting to get expensive. It's not too bad, but he's climbing up. Basically, the next set of skates will be, you know, detachable blades, so that's where the price will go up on them. Figure skating, not cheap either. Skates are really expensive for figure skating, you know, though, yeah. I don't know, I think her last set of skates, she had to help pay for them, but $1,500, I think, is what they were, something like that. And it adds up, but at least they last. I mean, it's not like, you know, her last pair of skates, I think she got 3 years out of, I would say, so it's not so bad, you know, but yeah, it definitely costs money, that's for sure. Hockey, it's the travel and driving and that's what sneaks up on you.
Oh, I'm hearing his crickets out there. Yeah, let's just say this. My era of hockey was pretty much like the Slapshot movie. In a sense, 70s into about the mid-80s for me. But, yeah, I can't imagine. And like you say, skates now. I got a friend whose daughter is into skating, and I saw her skates the other day. And they're almost like hockey skates. They don't have the all steel plates anymore. They got inserts on some of those now. So I can understand why $1,500 for a pair of figure skates for a lady would be that ridiculous. I mean, holy cow. Maybe I won't go to this hockey thing in next month and not, you know, I'm 68. I shouldn't have a heart attack over the price of this stuff. Thank God, I don't have anybody playing anymore. I can just imagine. Get her goalie skates. Get her goalie skates, yeah. Good morning, Sean. You're number three on the list. My last set of goalie skates were Lang, and they had the steel MK blades out of them. I don't remember how much I paid for those. But, yeah, those figure skates now have the like hockey skates. I was just saying, I don't know if you heard it or not, Davian, that they have inserts in them now. They're not all steel blades like they were back in the day. So technology is changing for sure. Davian, let you take it from there.
KE8 PFM. Yeah, but it's it's better the kids are in the sports than getting in trouble and not knowing what they're doing. So far it's been worth it. They've at least enjoyed it. They've done good with it. They appreciate it and help out with paying for it. So can't complain there. Once in a while with my business, I'll put them to work doing certain things, so they at least hold up their end of the deal. They're having fun with it, so yeah. This next hockey season will be fun though, because my son's on a new team. He didn't make the team he was on for the last 2 years. I don't want to get into that; it drives me crazy. But he went and tried out on a team, and same day tryout, they gave him an offer letter for the team, or commitment letter they call it. So we just decided to go right to that team, you know, go with the team that wants them. And he's tried out now another second time with them just to help out, and he's doing really well with this team and this coach. So I'm kind of looking forward to hockey next year. Should be a lot of fun.
Yep, sounds good. So look forward to that. I know you got the kids involved in a lot of stuff. That's great. That's like you said, keeping busy. And I never forced my kids into anything, but I told them they have to do something, you know. And they went different paths. My daughter went into robotics and things like that. Some more music. So, but then he got into mechanics and stuff like that. So he took a big, you know, boxing and things like that. So he took a big turn. He always kept dabbling with the music, but he went hard left on that one. My daughter always stayed pretty much in the robotics type stuff, things like that. Anyhow, but you keep them busy. That's good. Good morning, Davian. Morning, Donald. Donald? Good morning, everybody. Was that the caller that came roaring in?
Yep, I'm good and late today, but I will, I'll jump in the rotation on the next go-around.
You're officially on the list. My two daughters, one is a doctor, those of you who don't know. She's actually a surgeon. She's a pediatric thoracic heart surgeon. I don't know where that came from with me and my ex-wife, but unfortunately, my sister lost her third child, and he was just about to turn four when he had to go in for surgery, and sadly, he didn't come off the table. But my daughter, at the age of, at that same age, they're like 4 months apart or 5 months apart at the time when they were born, made the decision that when I grow up, I want to be a doctor that, you know, saves little kids like my cousin. And that's exactly what she's doing. She's out there in Vegas, and one of the, I don't want to say she's the leading or the best, but in my eyes, she is. Heart surgeons out there. And then my other daughter, who is technically not mine, long story short, she's into graphic arts and doing pretty well at it. So that's it here. So that's it. Going to list, Sean?
I think it goes with Davey and then me.
I even got it written down and I screwed it up. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. We got Davian, myself, Sean, and Dakota. So it'll go up to Davian and down to Dakota and then back up to Sean.
Yeah, my daughter's not going to be a heart surgeon, but she is showing interest in the medical field. She wants to graduate this year, so she wants to do, she wants to be an optometrist. That's at least the thing she's wanted to do here for the last 2 years. So we're going to go look at do a tour of a college next week, and she's starting to get her planning put together to decide what she's going to do in the fall here. So. But that's about a 7-year commitment, so she's getting all the planning in place for that. So, and she won't be saving many lives, but she'll be... She'll definitely be helping people spend their flexible spending accounts before the end of the year. So, so we'll see. I still think she should be an engineer, but she won't listen to me, and she wants to go that route. So yeah, she'll be somewhat in the medical field. We'll see how that goes. But it's all in the planning, so we'll see what she comes up with. It'll be interesting.
And
well,
ATPM.
Nothing wrong with
check out Fair Space. I went to school, played lacrosse with a lot of guys that are in the optometry program there, and they're making way more money than I am now.
Especially
I don't know. I don't know if she's looked at any or had any interest in it, but I know her program is very good. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Just a little slow roll today. Feels like Friday, but it's Thursday. Sean,
dad works. He stays home with the kids and all that. They keep the kids real busy, like you, with a lot of stuff. So. But she might fall back on that. She's been hinting at it, getting, you know, the kids are getting a little bit older, but they're still tiny, so they need a lot of her attention. So there's no big rush. Good deal. You know, my son went into, I was worried about him. He was in the restaurant business, high-end. Like, you know, he's a bartending at a high-end restaurant, and I don't think he wanted to leave. He loved it. And, you know, he knew first name basis with Red Wings and Tigers and stuff like that. They would come into his bar and he knew them and all that stuff. And I'm like, but dude, this is not a career. You know, this is great now, but he's finally now. He's plant maintenance, skilled trades. And I think he likes that better. It just took him a while to realize that was what he wanted to do. You know, because he had that damn gig that was so, it paid him pretty well, and he enjoyed the clientele and all that stuff, and the side perks and stuff. So I'm glad I talked him out of that one. I didn't see that one going very far. I think COVID really kind of put the smack on him on that. He realized that, yeah, that was a bad career. anyhow, Dakota, how are you doing this morning? I'm late to work, yeah. You said, boy, we all been gabbing here and taking an hour to get back around to you. I double with you in the beginning there, Sean, my bad. But I was telling Dave, you know, check out Fair State's optometry program. I play lacrosse with a couple guys that were in it, and they're making way more money than I am, and it's a pretty damn good program. So I don't know if she's had it on her list, but it's worth checking out. And, yeah, just I don't know if it's the weather or what, man, but I've been dragging. I'm ready for the weekend or a day off, but each day it seems like I get up later. Donald.
Yeah, I was giving everybody a second in case anybody else wanted to jump in. Yeah, with my daughter, I wanted her to, some of my family's medical history is over at U of M in Ann Arbor, especially my sister and the one who lost the child. And, we wanted my daughter to go to U of M Med School and Children's Hospital out there. But she ended up in Vegas because her husband, who's from Toronto, Canada, works in casinos out there, and now he's one of the big shot GMs that win in Las Vegas out there, that complex. And so she's out there now at Haverhill Medical Center. But, me and my ex-wife, we're proud of her, and we just look at each other and just say, where did this come from? You know, I mean, we're both pretty smart, but to be as smart as she is now and to be a surgeon at the level that she is, because she doesn't only do surgeries in Vegas, she goes up to Montana and does in vitro stuff, which is mind-boggling. So that's about it on this end for me. Davian?
Yeah, Dakota. She's looking at Ferris. That's actually the only game in the state of Michigan for optometry. So she's just trying to decide if because she kind of wants to stay at home right now. So she's either gonna go there or do her bachelor's here and then transfer over. But she's trying to decide that. So yeah. So we'll see. What happens. I still predict she'll change her mind at some point. We'll see. Hopefully she sticks with it, but I don't know. I was indecisive. I graduated high school, did a semester of electronics, and I switched to law enforcement, finished that degree, decided I didn't really feel like fighting people, and I probably couldn't taser people to solve my problems, so then I decided to stay in engineering, which I was kind of already in, and I finished up my bachelor's in computer science, and now I do engineering, so, yeah, so I changed my mind. It was hard for me to figure out exactly what I wanted. I still don't know what I want to do, but that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never know. They, they get one idea, and then you never know. They could make a turn and go completely different. My daughter was fast-tracking for, she wanted to be a nurse, and, you know, she had these visions of being a neonatal nurse and all this, and, you know, I kept telling her, and she's a sensitive kid, and I says, it's great when the babies are being born, I says, but, you know, there's other parts to it that will send you home with a little different feeling, you know, not pleasant, and, but they always think about the babies, birthing the babies and all that, but then there's the other part, the part you're really there for when things don't go right, and that can be crushing, but the thing that got her was the organic chemistry. She just hated organic chemistry. She switched the early child development, and then she got into the special needs stuff and everything. Did quite well with that, you know. She was on a different track, and I think it was ultimately organic chemistry that put the whack on her. She could have done it if she just stuck it out. She was a smart kid, but so she was just, she hated it. I don't know. What you going to do, Dakota?
Davey and I had a similar career path, man. I went to Ferris for criminal justice, and first, like, week of class, I had one that started. It was, like, 6 to 9 p.m. I forgot what the class was, but it was once a week. I started, like, looking into careers and all that with that, and I'm like, I am not doing this for 40 grand a year. So then I switched, went into information security intelligence, and here I am. And, yeah, Sean, I don't know how they do the nursing thing. My wife does it, and I don't get it, but my sister actually went into the behavioral health thing, and she loves it. And more power to those people, because she's also doing the special needs side of it, or that's mainly what she's focused on. And, you know, I can't imagine. That's got to be such tough work. I mean, it's got to be some of the hardest work, in my opinion, that you can do. I mean, those poor kids. But, all right, my phone's blowing up. Give me a minute. I'll be back in the next rotation. N8DBF.
Yeah, for my my daughter, it was odd because she was only 4 when she decided to make this announcement at her cousin's. She mentioned at the cousin's funeral luncheon afterwards. She had this decision to do it at the age of 4, and now she's 43. And like I said, me and my ex just shake our heads and. In disbelief that she's doing this, but you know, Sean mentioned the fact that yeah, there's the side that things go wrong, and what was supposed to be routine surgery for Derek turned out, you know, a 2-hour operation turned out to be a 4-hour operation, and like I said, unfortunately, the bad side of it is he didn't come off the table, and my daughter was at the funeral, and she was exposed to everything, and yet, memories, give me a second. There is the downside or the sad side or the side you don't want to know about when things do go wrong, especially with children. Sean?
Go ahead, David. Man, Sean, he's delegating you to pass it to me. Yeah, no, I'm always amazed at how the doctors are able to, you know, to compartmentalize those things, you know, and not let it affect them. I know my second son, the one who plays hockey, he was born about a month early, and he was quitting breathing on us, and he was on a SIDS monitor the first year, but he was in the NIC ICU, the NICU, for 3 weeks. And, yeah, some of the stuff that was going on around us, I mean, you think you got it bad, and it's like, nah, we didn't have anything, you know, compared to everything we were seeing in there. And it's amazing that the doctors are all able to, to keep all that stuff where it needs to be so it don't affect their job as they're changing patients and so forth. And, the NICU, it kind of opened our eyes. I mean, you know, you go in there and you're next to your kid, and then right next to you there's another kid that's the size of your hand. It's really crazy. And the doctors, they all do a really great job. At least the NICU we were in at St. John's on Maross, I mean, they were awesome in there. And just a lot of different things going on. It's quite amazing they can do it, but it's a good thing someone can. That's for sure, because it's definitely needed, and it's good that they're out there. KE8 TFM.
Yeah, you ain't kidding there, and I wouldn't be good at that. I mean, one, I don't think I'm smart enough for it, It's a skill. It's a super high intelligence. Just to be a good doctor, be a surgeon. You know, just good grief. No way. I'd be so nervous about messing up. You know, you got to have a certain amount of bravado and confidence. I mean, it just takes a special breed, you know, to get into that, especially surgery. Surgery of the nature, you know, that brain surgery, heart surgery. You know, those kinds. you really got to be have some bravado and confidence and all that stuff. But yeah, I just I don't like to. I'm not good with blood. It does, I mean, it doesn't bother me, you know, but per se. But I don't think I'd be okay with slicing things open and dicing them and all that stuff. So hats off to the ones that can. And then when the things go south with, you know, particularly, you know, little children or anyone innocent, you know, it's like, you know, just why are they going through this? You know, there's some horrible things that they have to contend with. Man, my daughter ended up, her, that was her going into special needs. It seemed like it was her calling. She was so good at it. And she was actually working with some underprivileged kids. I think it was down in South Warren, and there were a lot of kids there that had some, you know, needs, and they didn't have a lot of means either, you know, and she was in her element. She loved that. And then they moved her to the Grosse Pointe, and, you know, it was a whole different thing, and she said the kids, you know, weren't as in need, and they said they were, you know, and she said she could feel the, you could almost cut the privilege with a knife, you know, and all that stuff. She hated it. She hated working there, you know, where she wanted to be back with the kids, you know, the roots that really were needy. You know, and all that stuff, and I mean, there's been, you know, there's been all sorts of stories and all that, but I just remember her there. I was kind of proud of her for, she wanted to be where the kids were the most, you know, in need, and work with them, you know, where they had the least opportunities and stuff like that, and it was challenging, but she seemed to be like a fish in water with that. She seemed really, really do well, so, and she may get back into it once her kids are grown. But, you know, it's made her a good mom, too. She's great with her kids. She seems to be her niche. So, but, yeah, Jamie, I hear you. You're a fantastic dad. You know, you all the stuff you're doing and all that. So, hats off. It's better than I was. We were a little different era. You know, it's like, yeah, don't smoke nothing and don't come in. You know, it's like, we were at the tail end of the, you know, cut them loose. Era. Your parents, sort of, kind of. Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably your parents. Yeah, so much fun. Dakota, you back? This is W8FU.
Okay, it doesn't sound like he's back. I apologize. I got too many D's on my list here. And I lost my place on the list, and it's not directly in front of me. I just glanced at it, so that was my mistake. Not good at taking notes, I guess. Haven't done it in a while. Yeah, but, yeah, Sean, hats off to your daughter who's doing what she's doing. That's got to be a lot of patience as well. Anyway, yeah, so, okay, enough about that stuff. What's on the agenda today? Me, I've got physical therapy today. The back and the hips and make sure I can bend over and tie my shoes and not fall over in the process and maintain my balance and I don't fall over just walking from point A to point B. So that's about it on my agenda. Damien?
Yeah, I got a pretty busy day. So, yeah, I'm heading into the office today because I took over new account, and for that account, the global account manager, he's on the west side of the state, so he's driving in today, and we're kind of having a workshop, me and the other, you know, I'm a field applications engineer, a technical guy, and then the other salesperson on the account, we're all going to kind of sit down and make a battle plan with all the opportunities we have and kind of figure out how to approach the account, so... So we got a workshop for that, and then I have to drive back home, and I have a ton of projects that are piled up that I got to build for a customer who wants to travel with as many of them as possible to Germany on Monday. So I got a bunch of boards that I got to build, and I'll be completely busy working basically 7 a.m. till 12, 1 a.m. here the next 4 or 5 days, just getting everything done. So it turned out to be this will probably be the busiest month of the year, is my guess, this month in April. So I'll just be busy working, trying to get everything clear so hopefully it'll all wind down just as the weather's warming up and the boat comes out of storage. So that's why I'm trying to work hard now, so hopefully I can enjoy it when the weather here turns around. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good to be busy. Let's see how bad the Starbucks is. Yeah, ain't too bad. Get my coffee. I got a class this morning that's a mandatory training for all employees. And we all groan and roll our eyes, but whatever. It is what it is. Between all the policy reviews and the classes that they want you to take and stuff like that, it's like good grief. It's almost like these human resources people, you know, it's like they figure they got to do it in order to validate themselves. We'll see. I always go into these things kind of pissing and moaning, but most of the time I come out of them saying, okay, I see what that was for. That was not so bad. So I'm hoping this one has some silver lining. We'll see. It's how to face change in the workplace. So we'll see how this is. All right, at the window here. Go ahead, Dakota.
W8RCY for identification. Yeah, coming back around, maybe you guys are talking about like having to go to these meetings and stuff like that. One of the reasons why I got out of the cell phone business, I had my own independent Verizon agency in Royal Oak across the street from the old Pasquale's, two doors north of the Red Coat. And the store is still there. I think it's a T-Mobile now. But one of the reasons why I got out of the cell phone business led towards my retirement was the iPhone, Apple products. Sean's talking about, you know, these mandatory meetings and things, and we sold a lot of brands of phones under Verizon and the days of Sprint and Nextel. And for us, we started getting Apple in. It was constant training. You were either doing online training, in-house training, phone call training, and then the mystery shoppers would come in. And these are all Apple people that come in and they start doing it to the point where you got to be to the point where you knew the drill. And it would be like, get out of my store. You're not here to buy a phone. You're Apple picking us and you guys are mystery shoppers break. But the Apple people said, well, if you don't do this, you won't be able to have the right to sell our products. And I said, do you think I really care? And I didn't. I got to the point where by the time we sold the business, because Verizon built a corporate store across the street from us and choked us out, we were done with Apple. And to this day, I will not handle an Apple product. I won't even turn it on for somebody. You know, I just don't touch them. That's how much I despise Apple. And that's just my take on it, so.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Apple product. I don't know. For me, it's always been, I don't know, how do you want to say it? It's like the yuppie version of the phone. It's kind of like the same reason why I, like with fly fishing, you know, there's two types of fly fishermen. You know, there's the guy that wears $3,000 worth of Sims gear with perfect cast, and then there's me. I kind of show up and just throw stuff in the water, right? You know, so Apple's always been this, I don't know, like a yuppie, snooty type brand for me, so I've always just not liked it for that reason, and the cost, you know, is pretty high. So I'm an Android user, but... And in my house, the wife and kids, they like the Apple products, you know, so, and they will not change. I tried to get them into Android phones, and my wife just became an angry person when I did that. I'm like, got to get her back an iPhone again. So she did not like the Android at all. But, yeah, I don't care for their products. I think they're expensive. Everything's locked down a little too much for me, so, yeah. So I never use them. I've never actually owned an iPhone. I think the only reason why I have an iPad is for some of the projects we do, we make apps for iOS in addition to Android, so I have to have one for testing, but that's the only time I use it is if I'm doing some testing, and that's it. I like the Android products.
Amen to all that. Same thing. I've always felt that iPhone was more, form over function, where Android was always function over form, although those lines are blurring. Most of the functional things that really drove me crazy about iPhone have been resolved. The real functional nightmares, there's still things, about it, like you said, the lockdown ecosystem, but I get it. I understand why they do that. And, and then the Android has gotten prettier, so that whole form function thing is no longer quite as pronounced. But Apple was always about, the eye candy and the lockdown UI and all that stuff. My kid's the same way. He's totally iPhone, won't have anything else. I've tried it. I had one for a short spell, and I just couldn't stand the thing. I went all in. I decided if I was going to go all in. I bought myself a MacBook Pro, an iPhone. I think this at this time was iPhone 4 or 5 or something. I can't remember. What else? Oh, and I switched my music from just like whatever stream, just files on my desk. I moved them all to the iTunes, and tried. I was going all in, get the whole I experience, and then I was going to keep it for 2 years. I said, I'm going to learn this. This is going to become the norm, and there's no bailing out or anything like that, so I have to learn it. That way, later, if I ever get to the point where it's like, what do you prefer, I can say with authority, I absolutely prefer Android, and here's why. And, I just could not. I went about 3 or 4 months with that iPhone, and I just hated it. Couldn't get rid of that thing fast enough. Traded with a guy right at the Verizon store. He had whatever the latest HTC, that it might have been, HTC One or something, whatever their great phone. I loved HTCs, and we traded straight up both, and he was happy, I was happy, and the world was good. But I kept the MacBook Pro and adore the thing. I love that thing. Best piece of art kit, especially in a portable I've ever had. And so it's weird how, how differing opinions I had of the two products. A lot's changed since then. That was, my 2013-ish, 2012-ish when all this kind of went down. So I know there's room to reinvestigate all this stuff. I've got an iPhone through work now, a 14, I think it is. It's okay, but there are things about it that frustrate me, and I'm an Android guy. I'm just sticking with that. All right, guys, I'm pulling up here. I'm going to get inside and see what's cooking here this morning. Everybody be safe, drive safe. It's supposed to get a little colder and windy, so don't get blown away. This is W8FU. Dakota, if you're back, otherwise, let's see, Donald. I got it written down here.
Hi, Sean. Hey. Am I in there?
Later, guys. W8FU.
Sean, before you jump out, two things. Number one, you need to set a timer on your radio. And number two, something big is going on over by you. I just seen 22 units heading that way, hot. A lot of them undercover units with just lights in the windows and blacked out windows. So something big's going on. That was M59. I started seeing them around 53, so I'm not sure where Oakland County cuts off, but something big's going on down there. Have that many units running that way. Give me that stuff here.
All right, hey, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Bye, Jeff. We'll check it out. All right, later, guys. W8FU. Donald?
CPY, I've got an active shooter situation over at Troy Beaumont. What's going on?
Drill or the real deal?
According to the alerts I got through the phone and what I'm seeing online, it's the real deal.
probably explains where Dakota went. Oh, man. All right. Well, everybody, pray or cross your fingers or send good vibes or something that way and hope that it's uneventful. W8FU.
Copy that. November 9, Charlie, copy Yankees.
Hear what you said, what's going on?
Active shooter at Troy Beaumont Hospital was the alert I got on the cell phone, and also was showing up online on the news. We don't have any details other than active shooter and stay away. That's all I got right now.
Sends with all them units going eastbound on 59, just west of 53?
Correct, yeah. It's Dequindre and M59 is where Troy Beaumont is, so yeah, that coincides with everybody responding.
Okay, thanks. Keep it up, Bavier.
And nice to be back, clear.
Got the sign off. W8RCY, we're clear from this morning's chat. We'll be monitoring the situation in Troy. Everybody be safe. Prayers for the hospital.
Say again, caller, I stepped away for a second. 9-51.
W8RCY, JF8WF.
W8RCY, go ahead. I had the volume turned down for a second. Come back.
Come back. How are you doing today?
I apologize. I can't make out who this is. The signal is quite staticky. You want to try again? Maybe move to a different location?
AF8CWF.
Ah, good morning, Brian. I got you that time. What's up?
Not much. Just was listening to you guys. Wanted to welcome you back to the state after your last little trip.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got back early Sunday. Well, not early Sunday morning. 9:22 is when I walked back into my place Sunday morning. The race ended at about 10:10, and by the time paperwork got done and we got everybody on the plane, and then we had three stops between here and Detroit, well, actually Pontiac, because it's just a shuttle, and they roll up on the runway, they open up the door, and you got to jump out, and they throw your luggage out behind you, and then the plane still continues down the runway, takes off, and goes to the next stop. That's kind of like how it works. So, yeah, it was a good trip, safe race, everything else, and so on and so forth. And then the following Monday, hell froze over.
Well, I tried to contact you before you left, but didn't happen. Anyways, it's nice to hear about Jack getting his license finally. And when Sean said, you know, evidently 23rd time's the charm, I lost it. I couldn't stop. I had to laugh out loud.
Well, I don't know if it was the 23rd time or the 23rd time per month, you know. I mean, he was taking that test so many times, I think that wasn't helping him either. He was trying too hard, but, and I know he mentioned he was trying to take it before he even joined GMRS, so, because he's been with the HP ARC for a while. But, yeah, I'm happy for him, that's for sure. I'm glad he got it, and I will be there Saturday to congratulate him in person and, you know, eat a little crow, because, I mean, I had my doubts that if he'd ever get it, so I'll even probably buy his breakfast for him. Yeah, I'm glad that he got it, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Other than that, though, nothing new here. I don't have any racing to do now. Well, I'm gonna go see the Indy 500. Yeah, I'm gonna go see Detroit, but I'm not working those. So the next race for me is, I think, 2 weeks after Detroit. I gotta be in Watkins Glen, New York, for a race out there, a six-hour race.
Yeah, well, I find out later on this morning what I'm doing Saturday, so we'll take it as it comes. If I get a chance to get there, I was thinking that it was my turn to buy for the next new guy, but maybe I'll help you. I'll pay half of his.
Okay, well, we'll work on that, but, you know, I have to kind of like eat crow. Like I say, I had my doubts that he was going to make it, and, yeah, he proved us all wrong. And when I got the text message at 8:07 Monday night, and straight from the VEC himself, I knew this wasn't a prank or anything, so, but, yeah, so I'm glad for him, and I'm happy for him and everything else. So other than that, though, I guess there's an incident going on out at Troy Beaumont, and I can't find anything on it on the local news right now. Nobody's talking about it, so I got the scanner going, and yeah, there's some traffic going on out there for sure, so we just hope everybody's safe and everything's okay.
All I got is some Sterling Heights that are working on the southern perimeter along Ryan Road, but that's all I've gotten so far. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to reach out and say welcome back. And if nothing else, we have to give Jack credit for perseverance.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. Like I said, I mean, a lot of us gave up on him, and we just felt he was going to be destined for the GMRS side. So, yeah, he proved us all wrong, that's for sure, and credit where credit is due. So my hat's off to him, and I don't know if I'll shake his hand, but, I mean, I'll definitely congratulate him. And, you know, too bad we can't bring a case of Modelo into the restaurant, because I think that's what he drinks, is Modelo. And we'll all sit there and toast him with enough Modelo to keep us out of trouble for the rest of the morning.
There you go, Jim.
Did I lose you, or did you sign off?
I was just listening to the scanner. It sounds like Shelby Township's got a car out there helping at the scene at Troy Beaumont. Anyway, I'll drink enough coffee. I'll get a like slight caffeine buzz. That's the best we could probably do. Anyway, yep, I'm at work, and looks like somebody's going to bring me something to do, and so I guess I got to sign off. I will talk to you later. If not, I will see you Saturday. KF8, CWF, I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that. W8, RCY, we're clear, and monitoring the situation.
W-A-R-C-Y, KFH-CWF. I just got some activity on Oakland County Common Interop frequency that you might want to check out if you have that in your scanner.
Yeah, I'm monitoring what I can from Oakland County because most of their stuff is encrypted. But you got to remember, Beaumont sits on both sides of the Quinder, Oakland and Macomb County side, so you got both county operations in play here. W8RCY.
N9CPY, I just heard on the Macomb interrupt that all they said it was an employee. They didn't have to share any more information on it, though.
KE4ZYQ update.
Go ahead with the update.
I'm watching the news on TV as we speak, and it sounds like it's an employee that may be in the parking lot of the west side of DeQuinder at the hospital parking area.
Okay, thank you.
K4ZYQ.
Fine morning. On the road already?
Yeah, I'm heading up to Flint. Take care of a couple issues up there.
Yep. Same old here. Now they're doing construction at Mound again. Even though the road is done, like every month or so, they close down lanes for something. Now they're digging up the sewers. The brand new sewer pipes they just put in last year, they're digging up again, so I have no idea. But they got a lane closed. And of course, it's a bottleneck.
I could imagine. They did that to I-75 between like 14 and 12 mile. They redid it all, looked all nice and pretty, you're driving it, you know, boom, they're digging it up again. Like, oops, we didn't do it right the first time. It's like, really? I mean, they did that in 275 between 696 and 8 mile. If you remember that from years back.
Yeah, well, they closed off a bunch of lanes to put power poles, and then they closed it again to put the light poles, and they closed it again to put the sod, and they closed it again to do landscaping, and they closed it again to put in trees, and they closed it again to put in signs, and, oh, man. But they did finish the road, the entire road part, that was finished on time. It's just all the other stuff, but, yeah. Looks like after the pipe work, they should be done.
No, because they're gonna close it down and put the dirt back on. They're gonna close it down and put the sod back down, and then they close it again to put the flower bed in.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yep, you're right. But the road should be solid because they didn't just repave it. They dug it up and went down about 3 feet lower. The concrete's about twice as thick as it used to be. So the road should be good for the next 30 years, 40 years.
Oh, you just wait and see. They'll find another reason to dig it up.
Oh, yeah, they closed down two lanes to put in the sidewalk, and then a few months later they closed the lanes down again to dug the sidewalk up. I forgot about I don't know what they did, why they had to dig up the brand new sidewalk again. That was weird. But anyhow, yeah, crazy weather too. Warm today, not as warm. Then it's gonna get cold again on the weekend. Yeah, it was nuts the last few days, though. 70 degrees.
Yeah, I'm telling this wishy-washy weather. My body can't take it anymore.
Well, okay, so I went up to St. Helen at 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. It was 74 degrees in St. Helen. When I left on Sunday at 5 o'clock, it was 27 degrees. So I went from 74 to 27 in one day, like 24-hour period.
Yeah, what was it yesterday, like 72 or something like that? I was in Grand Rapids, I got over this way, and it was like 65.
like, do I put my ice scraper and my gloves away? Should I leave them in the car? Take them out of the car? I don't know, leave them in. I'll leave them in. But, anyhow, what radio are you? What's your radio situation? Any new radios?
I'm on my go mobile, but I'm up here at, what, Riley Center at 69, so I'll probably hit the outer banks of Richmond.
A little bit of noise in the background, but you're in there solid, so, yeah, we'll see. What antenna are you running, that little, that short antenna?
No, I'm running like, what is it, Comet MR-77 dual bander. I get a 1.5 to 2 GB on VHF and a 4 on UHF. So, it does its trick. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at my back seat. Oh, yeah, I'm on my little teeny antenna right now. My little short Bingfu works fantastic. I was going through some drive-thrus, and I usually put the shorty on there. But, yeah, 2x4 is the best, but, you know, it's too long for most usage. If you're in a tall truck and you're going down the highway or going in any kind of drive-thru, it's a little too long. But if I'm just driving around town, I usually have the 2x4 on, unless I know for sure I'm going through a drive-thru, then I'll switch it real quick. I must have switched it the other day. Never switched it back. But anywho, I'm close enough to the warrant. I should be in solid.
Yeah, I got to stop buying toys. I have to wait a little bit. I don't want to get too big of a mobile bag mount. This is my work van, so I don't want to pick up too high. I want to bring a lot of attention to my vehicle.
Yep, well, luckily, my normal driving, I can put up one of those really, really short antennas, like 2 or 3 inch tall stealth antennas, and I'm so close to the 675 and the 2.6 that it, you know, doesn't really matter. I think a couple of times I forgot, I took my antenna completely off and I was still getting in the 2.6. Going up and down Mound Road, it doesn't really matter. I mean, almost go with no antenna. Although, it, you know, not good for the radio.
Well, yeah, part of that conversation, I think I must get powder catcher. My dress is over to one of the other ones in a bit. Get it in.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty, I'm pretty close to work right now anyhow, so I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you later this afternoon, probably.
All right, I lost you. If you can hear me, I'll say 7:15, and I'll catch up with Cliff later today when I come back down.
W-8-E-A-P.
Good morning, Jeff. Oh, yeah, the error messages at the bottom are actually very helpful, aren't they? sometimes makes life really quite a bit easier when you're struggling to figure out what it doesn't like. Have you gotten your programming cable yet? I'll send it to you, Ron, and then you can send it over to Jeff.
No. Somehow or another, SecureNet wound up, I think, in one of the weather channels, and that's a no-no. Something about voice, and I'm still trying to find that one, but other than that, it seems to be working. I was just over in dot one, and that came up 955. I don't know if it's down or not, but that didn't work well. Jeff, we're going to push it over to you. I have to run, unfortunately. I got something else that's going on here. W2WK.
Dan, you hear active shooter, Beaumont, Troy?
Oh, yeah, I did. Didn't see anything on the news about it, but saw that pop up in Slack, and actually I saw it on the Michigan Emergency Incidents Facebook page there. And Ron, well, it sounds like you got your programming cable, and you're moving along there. We'll catch up to you later. So, back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still looking for him, by the sounds of it. You know, happened in the garage, but I gathered. Wonder what else is going on this morning. Dan, I got on Slack, but it was late and you were gone, so. Any more forward progress on the exciter?
I have not made any progress on the Exciter, although actually I just taken a little bit of a break here and coming downstairs to fiddle with that. It's kind of a slower morning. I've got my important emails have been taken care of. Getting the solder gun out of its hiding place. The headlights don't work on it anymore, but it makes lots of heat.
All right, I won't hold you. We can get to it. I don't know what all you got planned today. Remember, if you said you were trying to go to Dan's today too or not, I don't remember. Days are kind of all blending together, so I'll cut you loose and let you get at it. I'll be around, heading down to Romulus right now. So. Chat at you. Keep it SWR.
Romulus, huh? Watch out for the Romulan battlecruisers. Yeah, I was just trying to get to Dan's yesterday, but it was just too busy. I had too much going on. And then, you know, there's follow-up stuff this morning, so. You know, we'll see. I got conference calls later today, so time-wise, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to over there. Maybe this weekend. We'll see. You know, I'm doing a turn and burn up to Akiak and back, but I looked last night at the temperature forecast for Saturday. It's like, high of 25, low of 17. Maybe not. So, of course, it'll be warmer here. I don't know, maybe if we can go over to Dan's on Saturday. KVNSWRW to PNT.
Tom, here is KVNSW here.
W2PNT, APPR.
KVNSWRW.
I think it's about 30 screws and check.
connector, and it seemed to be the right pinout. There's a little jumper from the DB9 to the circuit board. They seem to be numbered correctly.
Stuff that would run in a test window. You could edit code plugs and do whatever you want.
want, but yeah, wouldn't talk to the radio. So at the end of the day, yeah, you wind up doing your code plug editing on one box, and then you'd have to take the code plug over to another, you know, to the old machine, so that it would still write to the unit.
Yep, that's an issue. So, if you do find it, just give me a call on, if you're not still connected to the FBI network, connect up and give me a call. I'll be in the car in about half an
hour. Okay, we'll see if we can find it today. Something wise comes up. Of course, that takes priority. At this point, it might take me a little bit to find this. ABAPR W2PUT.
Okay. Catch you later. ABAPR.
WFS.
NFKPP, mobile for 5 minutes.
ABAPR from W8FU.
Yes, sir.
Where are you at? They let us out a little early. I can shoot up to 59 and start coming west. Be a lot more options for food.
Yeah, I'm just crossing M53.
What do you feel like? Anything in particular?
No. let me think. I don't know. I'm kind of wide open.
Well, let's see. There's Portillo's, which is the place that does the Chicago dogs and the Italian beef. Not been there. There's a Chick-fil-A, which I'm not a big fan of, but I haven't been there in forever, so to be convinced. You want a more conventional restaurant? Trying to think what else. Oh, Nino Salvaggio's has got really good little place you can get a great sandwich, soup, and eat. What else is up that way? There's lots.
Yeah, I had lunch right next to that, what was it called, Portillo's or whatever, one time, the restaurant right next door to it. I was looking at that place and saying, I wonder what that is. You said it's good?
Yeah, I think so. It's, they specialize, they've got a little bit larger menu than this, but the big thing is they have the Italian beef sandwiches, which is kind of a, you know, crusty roll with all the roast beef in it, and it's all smothered in juice. It's Italian beef that you serve them in Chicago. And then they have the Chicago-style hot dogs with all the, the hot dog with a salad on it.
Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that. I'm trying to remember where it is.
used to be Lakeside Mall. So Shaner-ish, you'll see it. It's called Portillo's, and trying to think what else is right there. But I don't think you'll miss it. It's on the south side. Like I said, we're out in front of where Lakeside Mall was.
Okay, is it past the Golden Butthole?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's where I'm at right now. Just past Mission Barbecue. Have you ever been there? I don't know, Ben. I've never been.
I have not. Know nothing about it.
I'm sure it's a barbecue, right?
Okay, here I am. I'm at Portillo. Okay, I'll meet you there.
All right, I am just making the loop around on 59 here. So I'm a couple minutes out, but I'll see you there.
Yeah, this other place we were at was, BJ's Brew House, that's where it was. Okay. This place is big. It's bigger than I thought it was. Okay. See you there.
Yeah, if you've never been, I suppose you need to get it off your bucket list, so. And you can tease Jay about it. You can say, Jay, guess where I went? Ha ha.
Oh, I don't know what that's about.
No, Jay has just hit me up a few times. You know, he's got to get up there. I got to get up to that hot dog place. You know how Jay is. What's that hot dog place you told me about? I tell him, and he's, I got to get up there, so. He said that two or three times I've talked to him. So if you talk to Jay, you can say, hey, I went to that hot dog place. And he'll wonder how it was. And we'll have your take on it.
Okay. Well, I had never heard of it until I was at the restaurant next door. So, all right, I'm just pulling in a spaceship. See you in a bit. Maybe.
All right, yeah, I'm not terribly far, but I'm a couple miles out, so I'll see you there in a few. W8FU. Greg, you want to join us? We can wait.
Good place to go for W2PT.
What's up, Dan? You in the area? I don't know if that went through. What's up, Dan? You in the area?
No. I'm not in the area. I'm at home right now. I think we're bridged through Jeff right now.
That silly guy. All right, yeah, I'm just meeting up with Phil here. Got a computer for him so that he can get to his Master 3 programming.
Yep, actually I was talking with Phil a little bit earlier about the Master 3. Yeah, I set him up with the software. Of course, I've got that stuff moved over on Drive where he could download it. Yeah, hopefully a little older PC will get him where he needs to be.
Well, I brought the oldest one we got. We use it to run DOS programs and whatnot. Not sure what operating system's on it. Not sure if he's going to have to do it in a window or if he can actually drop this one to DOS. I can't remember. But it's got a serial port, and we use it for like old MaxTrack software and things like that. So should work for him.
Yeah, it's
it should work out well. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a while since I've played with the Master 3 stuff, but yeah, it's not too tough to figure out. You just kind of got to get used to it. It always struck me as funny that as long as they made the Master 3 station, that they never came out with a Windows version of it.
You know, I never saw one up close and personal, so I have no idea. I think I've seen a couple from a distance, but never had hands-on. A big fan of the Master 2 back in the day. Still a fan of the Master 2 to some degree, but, you know, realize that it's quite long in the tooth and rock-bound and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I had a beautiful Master 2 system. And, I had all the satellite receivers and all that stuff. Oh, it was nice stuff. Fit for then, for back in the day. But would the Master 3 be equivalent to, like, the MSF 5000? Would it be their answer to the MSF 5000, I'm guessing?
Well, kind of, sort of. Time-wise, where it came into play, it's probably really more the answer to the Quantar. You know, for a short period of time, you know, they made the Master 2s with the Master 3 shelf in them. You know, had the power module and the controller, and you could swap those with the Master 3s. So the crystal controlled Master 2 with the Master 3 control in it. Then they came out with the Master 3s like mid to later 90s. So it really is more of an answer to the Quantar. Because, you know, later generation, the Master 3s was P25 as well.
Well, there you go. The problem was that the kind of the last hurrah for GE, was it not? So at that point, I don't think they would have been selling them in the boatloads like they sold Quantars. Quantar pretty much owned the market for a while there. When I first started, we were just coming off of being an RCA system, if you can imagine that. We still had a lot of GE products out there, but mostly subscribers, and Motorola MSFs were the order of the day. But there were plenty of Micors still, and MSRs were starting to pop up here and there. But good stuff. Good stuff. I'd like to probably look at, I know Phil's got too, I'd like to go have a peek, see what's under the hood, see what they're all about. All right, I'm here at Portillo's. I'm going to park and get inside and figure out what's next here. W2PUT, after yours, W8FU.
But yeah, they were a really nice really nice repeater, very flexible. If they had the DFP card in it, which allowed us to do tone report, you could do DTMF control and all sorts of custom stuff that you could never do with a Quantar.
Yeah, that seemed like it was always the case. All the other guys let you do all sorts of cool stuff. Motorola always locked you down, or you had to be an expert in this crazy thing called wild cards. All right, I'm here. I'm going to jump inside. Later. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, take care. Catch up with you later. Enjoy your lunch there. W8FU, W2PUT.
So what happened?
V2PAT, ABPR.
Italian beef.
I got your beef right here, big boy.
Yeah, I just had the beef. Where's the beef? I found it. Anyhow, man, damp, chilly, rainy. Yesterday, running around like a fool with 73 degrees. This sucks.
Yes, it does. I gotta leave in a half hour, so. I just see the snowflakes flying out the window. I don't know what we're gonna have for lunch. The chef is making us something, but I don't know. No one told me what they're making, so. I don't know what we're gonna have for lunch here at 3.
We must do Portillo's chocolate cake, Portillo's chocolate cake.
I heard. I was listening. No, I'm going to get a... I got cookies and a cupcake. I got gluten-free cupcakes because a couple of the girls are have celiac, and nobody thinks about them when we have these, like, things, so I got some cupcakes for the girls, and I got a big cookie cake and wrote on it, "Go then." So I picked that up yesterday for Jill, for her going away for retirement. And so. No Portillo's for me. I think they're... I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, we just... Jill and I just set up, did Portillo's, and then, I have to admit, I love the Chicago dog and the Italian beef, but this is the first time I ever got the Italian beef. So you can get it like regular or I forget how the first way is. The second way is extra gravy, and then they call that the Portillo way. And I found that not even that really is in Chicago. And then I saw the third option called dip. And I got that today, and it is messy, and it is bad how I remember them in Chicago. So now that I know there's that dip option, oh yeah, it's a new day.
I was going to say, I usually get mine wet. I say wet, I don't say dipped. They still dip it, but I get it wet with sweet and heat.
Yeah, I got it dipped with hot pepper, the hot gardener, and it was good, and it was zippy, but it was darn good. I have to try the sweet gardener next time just for fun, just see what that's all about. I've never had that, but I think there's another place down here called Benafiglio's. They make an Italian sub, but you can get that with hot peppers, and I think they have a mild pepper option. Can't recall. I think I might have had that once in the past. But put that on my agenda. All right, anyhow, I'm just making the final approach here at work. Got to park and get inside and finish out the day. Joy.
Hey. Supposedly, at least they don't have it in the Portillo's here, but the Portillo's in Chicago, my sister says for Lent, they have an egg sandwich that's really, really good, she says. But they only have it in Lent, and it's only the Portillo's in Chicago, because I checked on it last year, and they didn't have it over there at the one here, so, or the one, you know, over in this side of the state, but, or in this state, but... She said for Lent they have an egg sandwich over there that's really good. All right.
So I heard of a pepper egg sandwich that's equally famous, for the Italian beef. out of Chicago, and the place that I knew you could get that year round was called Buena Beef, which is pretty good. That I prefer Buena Beef to Portillo's when I'm looking for an Italian beef. It's still a chain, but it's it's a Chicago chain, and I think they do a pretty damn good job. But they got this sandwich called Pepper Egg, and I think I had one once. Pretty good. Another Chicago tradition. All right, I'm parked, turning off the vehicle and getting inside. W-A-F-U.
Yep, that's what they call Pepper Egg Sandwich in March for Lent, every Friday through Easter. At all Portillo's in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Iowa. All right, somebody's calling my phone.
Here comes the snow. Hey, D-A-P-R.
Lurker alert. Lurker alert. Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa. Chirping the lurker alert. In the reference column to that call sign, I have that person listed as an instigator, W-8-R-C-Y. And in my column, it says I have both my call signs listed on my column because I sometimes tend to forget or screw them up. I got you listed under passive-aggressive. Yeah, good afternoon. That sounds about right, too, you know. Should I keep yours as instigator, or should I change it as lurker?
Let's put lurker / instigator. Anyhow, with that, dodge the raindrops here and going to work with my fresh pizza. So, talk to you a little bit later. W-A-D-A-B.
Yeah, I got pizza too. Ordered it about an hour and a half ago, and it's already half gone, and I'll save the other half for dinner tonight. Maybe save a slice or two for breakfast in the morning. Have a great afternoon. Take care. W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
W-8-F-U, A-B-8-P-R.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of it, but when you boot up that computer, you get the blue screen of death.
You broke it already?
Yeah, it comes up and says unmountable, what does it say, unmountable boot volume.
Well, that sucks. Shows you how long it's been since it's been on. You sure there's not anything in, like, is there a CD drawer on that thing or anywhere else where some media might be stuffed in it might be trying to look at?
Run that, see what happens.
All right, yeah, it hasn't been fired up in a long time. I mean, tried booting it a couple of times. If not, then we'll have to figure something else out, I guess.
Well, I might actually have a spare hard drive I could throw in here. Or something, but it might end up, you know, needing to be wiped and whatever. Would that be okay if I do that?
Well, don't wipe that hard drive and that. You know, you can do whatever you want with a hard drive you put in there. But that one there, I mean, I'm going to try to recover it somehow, transfer it or something like that. But if you have another drive, you want to pop in there, sure, you can do whatever you want with that.
Okay, well, if I can get this disk working, I can do a, you know, just a check disk, you know, repair, see if I can find any errors and fix them. If that doesn't work, then I might try putting a different hard drive in.
I mean, you could boot to, you know, either a CD or a drive, you know, USB boot with those tools on it. But yeah, whatever you can do, like I said, don't do anything that would potentially corrupt any data on that drive, so we can have a go at it. But yeah, let me know. Sorry about that. Didn't bother to check it. Just kind of grabbed it and ran.
All right. I'll let you know what I find.
WAP.
WAW, ABAPR.
Yo.
I swapped the disk out and reloaded Windows XP onto it, and it works, and I'm able to communicate with the unit.
Okay, cool. So the disk that was in it, you just set it aside?
Yeah, check disk on it on my other computer. I got to plug in an adapter and seeing if it finds anything that could be easily fixed.
There was some sort of digitization. I'm on my Cisco, so I don't know if it was on my end or what, but couldn't make that out. You said something about running on your check disk on your other computer, and that's all I got.
Yeah, so I've got it plugged into an adapter into my other computer, and I'm running check disk on it, see if it finds any errors. Looks like it's going to take a long time to run this thing. It's going sector by sector. So I'll let you know if it fixes it or not, but we'll see. Anyways, so I'm able to communicate with the repeater. You know, the power was set to 20%. So I was able to bump that up, and I'm getting over 90 watts out now. I'm surprised I'm not getting the full 110 I thought I was supposed to put out.
At what point do you count do you check the calibration of your watt meter? Because this is now the second thing that's reading about that for what you expect.
Yeah, I'm using my IFR 120, and also I've got my bird reads the same. They agree with each other.
Okay, I was just going to say that's a couple of instances where you thought you were supposed to get 100 or so and you got 80, so just said, wonder if you could have a uncalibrated watt meter or something. All right, well, sounds like you covered that. It would be very coincidental for both those to be off by 20%.
Yeah, there might be some more adjustments yet. May have to tune something in the transmitter a little bit to get the... It might still be basically tuned for out of band. Who knows? I'll get to that when I can get the extender card if Dan has it. So that's cool that I am able to talk to it.
All right, very good. You got to watch that band guy, though. I hear he drinks a lot.
Roger. All right. I'm going to get back going through these menus and things, but that's the first thing I checked. And, I wonder why they had it set so low. That was kind of amazing, kind of weird. All right. Talk to you later. ABAPR.
Who knows? All right. Anyhow, well, good deal. Sounds like you're on your way to checking those out. I really want to see one of those, so I don't know, maybe I'll follow you back to your place on Saturday if you've got the time and take me on a grand tour of one of those, because they've always intrigued me. I've only seen them from afar. I've never seen one up close. WNFU.
All right, you're up to keep calling, I'm ahead. J-A-B-C-W-A-F-E. NF Analog, your cup of tea. W8FU.
KK7CU from W8EAP.
NHKBP Mobile.
KJO W8EAP.
Are you on your way home?
That would be yes, sir. Yes, I am. Finally.
I'm on my way to the ARCS meeting at MISD. Meeting up with Mr. Walter.
They let you guys in? Okay. That's new. Just kidding.
Well, I think KKBDK, Paul talked to me about it some time back, and I was on one of the Matthew Molly and Sean and, you know, a couple of the gang there out of on the FBI network. I think Wally mentioned about ARPS again. So I talked to Paul and he sent me all the info, and I did my first, radio test that they do for the county. That was pretty fun. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to renew my Skywarn certification too.
Oh, very good, very good. Yep. Oh, boy. Man, yawning. Hey, what repeater are you on right now?
I'm on Clemens. I dropped my power down. I didn't realize I had it up so high, so dropped it down to 5 since I'm, like, right here by it.
Yep. Kind of figured that. You're kind of loud. Like your volume kicked up a bit when you switched over to that repeater. But, sound good. Oh, man. What was I going to say? I forget. Oh, boy. This is happening. Thursday night. It's forgetful. So all you're thinking about is the weekend.
Where was I today? Oh, I was in Flint, and then I was in Columbiaville, and tomorrow I'm going to Muskegon.
And they got you going everywhere. That's good. Yeah. I got a lot of stuff planned this weekend, so. Should be good. And heading up north following weekend. And hopefully this cold weather will be gone. Or we'll have another snowstorm. We should have another. It's either nice at the end of May or it's going to have another. March. We're going to have a really nice end of March or it's going to be another snowstorm.
Well, it's going to be a low of 24 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 53. Saturday's going to be in the high 30s. Sunday in the low 40s and with snow. Rain and snow. So nothing about accumulation. And then by the end of the month, it's going to be in the high 50s. So we'll see what happens.
Say snow, you're talking about up where you're at. You're not talking about down here. Just I checked St. Helens. They said rain and snow up there this weekend. So down here, I didn't check the weather for down here.
Well, all I know is that today, I said I was in Columbiaville, which is up there by Burt, and me and my coworker, my buddy, we had lift work to do, and he was outside replacing the camera on top of the lift, when it started to sprinkle, and then it turned into sleet. So by the time he got down, he was covered.
Yep, well, it's supposed to be clearing up tonight. These clouds are blowing out. It's supposed to be at least sunny tomorrow. That's good. Ooh. Who's in like a lion, out like a lamb? Remember that back in the day, they'd say, in like a lamb, out like a lion, or something like that. In like a lion, out like a lamb. And I'm older than you, and I remember this stuff. Oh, boy. Such an instigator you are. First of all, it could go either way. It wasn't in like a lion or in like a lamb. It's either way. They're just saying that whatever it comes in at, it goes out the opposite, vice versa.
Carry
on. W-8-R-T-Y.
No. Yeah. Is it in like a lion, out like a lamb? Yeah, March comes in like a lion, and April goes out like a lamb. Or is it April? I don't know. I forget myself.
W-A-D-A-P. Yeah, talk about an instigator. Just jumps in there and insults me and then leaves. So that's pretty much an instigator. But that's okay, because, you know, that's the way I am.
Roger. W-A-R-C-Y, 565. We're going to go back to sandbagging. You gentlemen, carry on. Have a nice evening. Yeah, we're clear.
What is your MS call sign on him?
Unless you went to breakfast a while back with Sean and those guys down 12 and DeQuinder or whatever. You might have met him.
I have not been there since January the 11th was the last time I made an appearance. I will be there, though, this Sunday. By popular demand, tickets are on sale, free to members of the HPARC. So get them while you can. W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
Yeah, I heard that you're going to walk around and refill everyone's coffee, especially Jack's. It'll be the coffee person. Anywho, I'm pulling into the drugstore, so I will be back in a minute. W-A-E-A-B.
Forget the pizza.
Both Eric and I had pizza for lunch, and mine's all gone. W-A-R-C-Y.
Hey. I'm having that tomorrow.
Donnie.
Bits and Joe's margarita
pizza.
Could
go in it.
Heat it up myself. Love that stuff. A-C-K-J-O.
N-A-P-R from N-A-K-P-P.
You on your way here, Wally? I take it?
No. I found another frequency I should have added. So I'm trying to put that in. I was trying to find Phil. I don't verify that his PL's on 172. A-B-A-P-R. Phil, yeah, that's right. N-A-K-P-P. I need to know your private line, Phil. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm just sitting in my van. I'm in front of the building. It doesn't start till 7, so.
107.2, Phil, Wally. 107.2, verified.
Okay, thank you.
He tells me he's going to put the Manly Man PL in his strip heater one of these days, but he's dragging his feet.
No, he can't, because once I put it in Tom's radio, it's permanent.
I'm back. W-A-D-A-P.
And I'm still sitting here. A-C-A-K-J-O.
Yep. Home stretch. Anything, I think I asked you earlier this morning if you got any new radios.
I have a Motorola XPR4550 that I am purchasing from NEKPP. And he's redoing the coat plug on it right now before he shoots up here.
Yep. Definitely not chirp compatible. You have to get the program on an old computer. You can do it yourself. Once it's initially programmed, you can probably, I don't know how many channels it is. Is it like what? I have no idea what that radio is. Is it 16 channel? Does that sound right or no?
1,000.
1,000? Who needs 1,000 channels? My God. We'll barely listen and talk on one. No, I'm just kidding. That must be something newer then. 1,000 channels.
Yeah, but I've got its limitations. You can only throw like 20 in a zone or something like that. So, but it's a true DMR radio. It's a Motorola. That's a true DMR radio. It's somewhat dated, but it's designed for commercial use. But the audio and the accuracy of the thing is like top notch. You know, so I mean, so it's they're a great radio. But you're limited to UHF only.
Whether you have one 1,000 channel radio or 1,000 radios on top of your desk at home, it balances out. W8RCY.
Yeah, I usually monitor the MI5 statewide one. I haven't monitored it in the last couple of days, but I usually leave that on when I'm at home in the radio room. But very good. I'll be looking forward to hearing that. Anywho, I am home.
1 can never have enough radios. I'm glad you're home. KZ8KZO.
That's my motto. You never have enough. They're small, you know. You could have 50 of them and not even take up a couple drawers, you know. A couple boxes, a couple big Tupperware things, you know. So, yeah, they like collecting cars. But, the Donalds used to collect Beanie Babies, and those are, you could pack a lot of those in a Tupperware container. Anywho, all right, catch you later, W8EAB.
K8BB.
Uh-huh. What's shaking?
Just heading home. What's going on there? You working from home tomorrow? What's your situation?
Thinking about playing hooky, but it was pointed out to me that the weather stinks. Why would you play hooky on a day when the weather stinks? Save it for a nice day. So I'm reevaluating my decision.
That is a valid argument. All right. Well, I have early morning, early like 9 o'clock early. At Dad's to do the usual stuff. I will probably be done there by 10:30 or 11. So I could do a brunch or a coffee or an office or a whatever. Or not. Doesn't have to be tomorrow. Just thinking a day ahead. Saturday busy, of course. N8M.
number 8, Nacho Mama recognized. Okay, I will keep that in mind, and if I can sneak out around that time, I'll make it a point. Matter of fact, I know a really nice place that would bring you just a little bit further east that I could drop down. We could meet, have lunch. I think you'd really, brunch, actually, breakfast, lunch. I think you'd really like it. But anyhow, I digress. Hello, Steve. What is shaking down there in the Everglades?
Nothing's really shaking. There's some swaying going on. But no, we just had our daily rain, and now it's cleared up, and I'm watching the Three Stooges, and I heard you talking about Hookie, and I have an opinion about that, and that's, it really doesn't matter if you play Hookie on a day with bad weather, if you get away with it, because you're not sacrificing Hookie on a day with good weather just to play Hookie on a day with bad weather, unless, of course, it becomes excessive, and then, you know, all kinds of weather are going to be out the window because the boss will be all pissed off and jumping on your butt. I'm not entirely sure I followed all that, but I'll go with it. I was going to say, too, that in addition to my center line appointment tomorrow, I also have to make a stop at Roseville. So I will be easterly-ish, morning-wise. But anyway, hello, Steve, and over to you, Sean.
Okie doke. Well, good on the east. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, unless you mean playing hooky without, if I don't put in for it. See, I'm putting in for the time off. I call it hooky. I think what he's talking about there is that when you really play hooky, you're off, and you're not getting counted as off. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you might be correct by definition. On hooky, you wouldn't just be taking time off. So I wouldn't be burning a day. Is that where you're going with that?
Exactly. A good, successful hooky has to be completely off the books and under the radar. And if that's the case, I can see how weather may or may not play into it.
So you're saying if I play hooky, nobody knows it, and I didn't burn a day, then take the day, because I still didn't lose a day. Yeah, okay. Well, I can't do that in good conscience, so I'm going to have to put, if I take it, I'm putting in for it. So, alas.
Yeah, you know, I'm just providing options, that's all.
And an alternate perspective for a greater worldview. So I guess to sum up, yeah, today, tomorrow may not be the day for that, because it is going to probably be yucky. So that's fine. No loss. I've probably got about 5 more minutes to get home and find out if there's dinner at the end of this journey or not.
Yeah, we didn't really do anything. I rummaged through the refrigerator and picked at a few things and made a sandwich, and now I'm sitting here done. So it was very rather uneventful here for dinner. Other than that, just sitting around reading and getting more confused by stuff. I've been chatting with a few people, both on the radio and on forums, so just keeping myself busy with minutia.
They were okay. They were good enough to where I ate too much, enough to be uncomfortable. So I guess they were adequate.
Well, when I do make it home and figure out what's for dinner, I have to log into LOTW, and I made some FTA contacts last night, and if I recall correctly, I had 4 new countries, and when I looked this morning, none of them had confirmed. So, that's how it goes, I suppose. So I'll see if any of them came in. Tiptoeing my way on digital. Well, that's kind of the only radio thing I have to add.
I was chatting with a gentleman earlier today. I think it was over on DMR or something. I don't remember where. I had some radios on for some reason, and I heard him. And he was, I think he was in Ohio, and he was running that free DV on 10. And that was the thing we were doing, Steve, right, where we were monkeying around on VHF with the free DV.
Yep, that's the stuff. I don't know what that is, so if you can help me out on the next go-around.
Well, it's a digital protocol, but it's voice, and they found a way to pack a voice transmission into a pretty narrow HF-friendly digital packet, and we were experimenting with it locally here, VHF, and but I think it's designed for to give you the benefits of digital, but allowing you to get your voice, you know, in the slot, and so I don't know, I might be wrong on that, Steve, but I think that's what it kind of was. It's pretty cool, works pretty good. We had it going for a little while on VHF just for testing purposes, but well, what made me think of it though is I was talking to a guy. I told him, I said, yeah, a buddy of mine, you know, we were monkeying with that a year or so ago, and you know, and then it got me thinking. I wonder, you know, I know it's always been so hard to work you from down there up here. I wonder if we did something like that, we'd have a better shot. You know how FT8 is. You can get through, you know, almost anything, because, you know, you don't even have to be able to hear it. Sometimes you can work them. I wonder if there's any way DB switch would work similarly. Anyhow, just the wheels were turning a little bit. It's got me thinking about it.
Yeah, we should try that sometime. I don't know. I think I have an extra Windows laptop down here. I could put that on. Because, it would help with the signal to noise ratio thing. That was the nice part about it, is that even when sideband, you know, when we were comparing the sideband, when the sideband signal was noisy, the digital signal on some of the protocols was still pretty good. The other thing, too, it's just choice of time of day, too. I think any time in the afternoons, this time of year, probably anything above 20 meters is going to rock, because I see everything up there seems loud, you know, from lunchtime on. Well, and I was going to say something like, you know, there's the typical Michigan to Florida pipeline on just about anything 20 meters and above as well. You know, sometimes even 6. I can't hear anything on 6 meters, but all the South Florida stations are 10 over 9. That would be interesting. I remember that. I think you guys were trying that on 505 or something. But anyway. Well, I'm about a mile from home, so I'll sign out. I'll let you guys do your thing. But Steve, good to hear you. N8NM and W8FU in the group, K8BB.
Okay, Dono. Make that final approach safe.
D3.
Yeah, just, you know, that, it seems like whenever I'm ready to sit down in front of the radio, there just doesn't seem to be any pipeline down. Yeah, during the day, yeah, I always remember there was kind of a pipeline down that way, but I'm not really available to get on the radio then. So there is that.
Yeah, and then I've noticed like 40 and 80 are better between here and there in the morning than they are at night. And part of that, too, is just there's less people out there causing quorum.
Maybe we can get on 14313 and have a nice chat in the early afternoon.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We could call it the Rich Witten Net.
Didn't that, a lot of that nonsense start down in this part of the country, down around the Caribbean?
That it did. I'm not going to say I claim to know exactly what happened, but it was the Maritime Mobile Net. Somebody took offense to them running commercial or running telephone service for the boats out of there or something, and Rich was a net control op, and then he either got ran off and then started agitating them, or they started agitating him when he was net control. I don't know, but it was all about that 14313, and then, you know, some falling outs, and Rich was involved in it all, and there were other key players, and, you know, and then they started alternating between 14300 and 14313, and I just, you know, I know very little, but yeah, it was all down there in that Maritime Mobile Net that they ran down there on 14313 to do phone calls for the boaters, from what I understand. I'm probably partially right, probably a lot wrong too.
Yeah, that's kind of coming back to me. That's pretty much how I remember things as well. Going back to, what was it, the 80s?
When it gets that complicated, I just, my eyes roll back and I just ooze squirrel off somewhere else. Don't have time for all that. So I only vaguely remember all the drama, and then I'm like, yep, not interested. And I think 7200, I think, was somehow connected to that as well. I'm not 100% sure on that either, but I think that was kind of like where they went when the band closed down or something along those lines, and that was somehow connected to it all. And that remains a hotbed of amateur radio textbook operation.
Yep, yeah, I still dial across that once in a while when it's the only thing on. And I keep a dialing because I got no interest.
I'm going to go there right now. Oh, they're fighting and yelling, playing recordings and singing. It just never changes.
Children.
That's entertainment.
I'm tuning there now. I don't know if I've ever heard it from this end.
I dial it up out of morbid curiosity. Yeah, probably every couple of weeks. Just kind of go, yep, same stuff over and over and over.
Elevator music.
I hear the music. He's underneath this guy. Your general state of being. You hear that guy?
The music's way louder on this end. I can tell he's there, but I can't make him out.
All right, maybe he's down your way because he's booming in up here. So, now this is curious. If we're hearing the same stuff, Probably not.
It sounds like some sort of demented hillbilly music with bad words in it.
Yep, I think that's the rules there. That somebody's got to put on the Muzak, make sure that there's a little ambiance, you know, get everybody in the mood.
It is kind of soothing.
All right, Steve Arino, let me back out of here. I got to wander in the kitchen, throw out a paper plate, get myself a beverage. I don't know why my throat's a little raw. I mean, not getting sick raw, but maybe it's just this cold, wet we got up here. Boy, it took a dive. We were 70 degrees running around like fools yesterday. Today it's cold and rainy. So, I don't know, maybe it's probably just that. But I'm going to go, might make myself some tea. Or I could drink alcohol. Either one would probably do the job. But I'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to find something more productive to do than listen to that silliness. Catch you in a bit. N8NM.
Air up that rig and get out there on 7200 and make your mark. All right, catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Through Richmond is Memphis too, right? I mean, I thought that Memphis was one north of Richmond.
Oopsie doops. Thank you.